Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm always glad the election is over. Not only do I get tired of the campaign ads, I wonder what the impetus is that makes people back certain propositions or candidates. There was an article on the front page of the Times Standard Sunday morning about why the minimum wage proposition failed here when it passed in other places. Wages, working conditions, and hours are a complicated situation. I had a partnership in a small meat market for several years and had my own shop for several years as well. Until you have been in business, whether it be large or small, you don't know how it really is. They make laws that set working conditions such as hours of work, Social Security, and other government or social situations, but competition is what makes the world go round when it comes to business. My shops were small, and my partner and I covered the work in that one, hiring someone only when one of us was on vacation or gone for some reason. When I had my own shop, I hired a couple of young men, mostly part-time, but paid them as much as I could afford, as they were very valuable to me. Getting back to competition, when you have a small store or shop, you find your niche and you stay within it. You do what you have to do to survive and hope for the best. Each business is different, and making a law that says you have to pay everyone so much an hour is difficult. If you have the 25 employees that the law requires you to cover, and you have to raise the hourly wage by, say, $3, and they work 8 hours a day, that's $600 for a shift. That money has to come from somewhere, because unless you are in a very lucrative endeavor, you aren't making that kind of money and have to raise prices or cut back or quit. I worked all my life for not too much more than minimum wage, but for the time I belonged to the union, I had good benefits and my wife worked, so we managed. I'm not sure I heard correctly, but one campaign ad made the statement that the J. Willard Gymnasium at Eureka High was built in the 1960s. I went to Eureka High in the early 50s, and it was there then. In fact, J. Willard was there then. My wife and I and a couple of friends had the pleasure of attending a performance by a Christian comedian last Saturday night at the River Lodge in Fortuna. What a crack-up. I didn't get the name, but he went on for an hour and a half and never missed a lick. He covered dozens of subjects, but the one that really got me was that it was the wife's job to send out thank yous for wedding gifts. Why, you ask? Because men didn't get nothing. His words. So I told my wife, next time we go to a wedding, I'm taking a chainsaw for a gift. On Friday, November 21st, the Eureka Chamber Music Series presents Sebastian Baverstam, cellist, in the series' second concert of the season. Calvary Lutheran Church, South and Prospect Streets, across from Alice Burney School, 7:30 p.m. A Meet the Artist reception follows. Be there. A comment heard on KINS Monday morning. A Republican Congress and a Democratic President. Another standoff. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.